Step 6 adds the final string to your lead guitar. You'll find this final string again on the bonus CD entitled Advanced Secrets to Bypass Resistance. It's all about using stories and sensory descriptions in order to layer in suggestions about trance and trance themes. Now, you can be very obvious about this, or you can be more indirect about this if you prefer. To become increasingly indirect, you can do things again like using extended quotes, quoting an article or someone else, an authority on hypnosis. You can also use the My Friend John or the My Friend Jane technique in order to ascribe these experiences to another person altogether. Now also remember, at this point, you also cover this idea of stacking realities or using multiple realities. And this is one of the key things that I want you to really practice on this step. Remember, in order to stack a reality, you practice telling a story where there are many different people talking, and each one is giving different quotes and different series of events. So you're never quite sure who's talking, who's saying what about whom, and that huge level of ambiguity, as well as the large level of detail, creates this huge confusion which overloads the conscious mind, the critical factor. This is the stage at which to master the multiple reality strategy. For tips and tricks and exercises to master the storytelling element, you can dip into CD 7, How to Destroy Resistance with Stories, Part 1. And of course there you'll find all about how to create stories that allow you to have vehicles for your trance themes to be expressed. Now the other thing you can start putting into here are embedded suggestions. Embedded suggestions are formally covered on CD 6, Advanced Hypnotic Language. And you can really use them powerfully at this point because you can weave them into all kinds of different contexts. One way I love to use embedded suggestions is to use an indirect embedded suggestion. And the way you do that is to use ambiguous words. Do you remember how we said things like the word bank can have multiple meanings? Well, this is where you really take this idea of multiple realities and go crazy with it. One way to do that is to take words like the word bank, which have multiple meanings, and you tell a story which overtly talks about one thing, but indirectly the subcommunication is about something very different, because the double meaning of the words spells out a different message to the unconscious mind. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. If you talk to someone about a story of a designer or an architect who creates a nuclear fission plant, now, one of the things he's got to do when he creates a nuclear fission plant is to design the place and all the people where they go and all that sort of stuff. Now, think of what I've just said for a moment. In one level, the conscious level, I'm talking about a nuclear fission plant. In other words, places that make power out of nuclear components. But on another level, using this ambiguity and embedded commands, I'm talking about creating a new, clear vision. And all I have to do in order to have that happen is I'm fudging my pronunciation so that nuclear fission sounds almost like nuclear vision, but we're not quite sure which it is. And that ambiguity alone alerts the unconscious mind that there are multiple meanings there, and it has to study both of them. It'll offer one of those meanings, the most obvious one given the context, for conscious assessment. But it'll actually respond to the other one, especially if you're embedding its suggestions over and over again in a different way. So at this level, on step 6 on your road to mastery, you're going to start off with just adding sensory descriptions and stories as another lead guitar, or another lead string to your guitar rather. And then you're going to start putting in embedded suggestions as well. You're going to make sure that you're using your stacked realities in order to confuse and overload the conscious mind and the critical factors to who's saying what. And finally, the most ultimate level of mastery at this level will be to take multiple realities and master that as something that you do as part of your hypnotic interactions. To do that, you have to combine all the individual elements that you've added to this step: embedded suggestions, ambiguous language and ambiguous words and ambiguous meanings, and stacked realities. All of them come together to create this beautiful step process where multiple realities and multiple messages come out of the same exact message. Once you can do this without too much complication, without thinking about it too much, you're ready to move on to step 7 of your road to mastery.